So there's a reason I wanted to see you today. There's something we need to talk about. No, don't. Oh God. Okay, I could have phrased that better. Don't worry, it's nothing terrible. It's just that when, I was having lunch with Katie, your wife, yes, the other day, and she said something that really kind of got me thinking. Okay, this is weird. You and I have known each other for what? 10, 15 years, but we've never talked about stuff like this before. I'm feeling pretty shy about it, but it's important to me, okay? So I'm just gonna be a little awkward, all right? Okay. Anyways, I was talking to Katie, and she said that you. God, I'm blushing. Katie was saying that you. She said that you're unhappy because you're not being satisfied, that you're missing something because. Even after 10 years of marriage, she can't. She said that your dick is too big for her mouth. There. She has trouble sucking your cock because her jaw gets tired and her teeth get in the way, and. Well. I mean, she's not really into it to begin with, and. She said that she can tell how sad it makes you that she can't pleasure you the way that you want her to. And honestly, it kind of broke my heart to hear that. I mean, well, I couldn't stop thinking about it. You're one of my best friends in the world, and to think of you spending the rest of your life missing out on something that you love so much, it's unbearable. I mean, it is one of your favorite things, isn't it? Maybe even your favorite thing? You've mentioned before how much more intimate you find it than, well, anything else. I mean, that having a woman in front of you, on her knees, presenting her open, waiting, hungry mouth, dedicating all of her attention to not just your pleasure, but to the very core of your manhood, making you feel like a king or a god. Well, I mean, maybe you didn't exactly say all of those things, but I know I'm right. I could tell. You know why? Because I'm the same way. I mean, you must have known. I've seen you stare at my lips. You've seen how I'm always chewing on pens, holding things with my mouth. Why do you think I can never seem to quit smoking? I mean, what can I say? I really like having things in my mouth. Which brings me back to my point. Your wife and I talked about this for a long time, and we had an idea. How would you like it if I sucked your cock? I mean, would that help? Do you think that would make you feel better? Would you let me do that for you? Oh, thank God. Okay. Okay. All right, lean back on the couch. Take a deep breath with me. I know this is weird. It's okay. Let's just try it out. I mean, you know I love you. So let me help. Now, loosen your pants and throw that pillow on the floor. Yeah, for my knees. Come on. Okay, so like I said, I talked to Katie about this for a while. Just to make sure this wasn't, like, the dumbest idea ever. And kind of to set some ground rule. Whoa. What is going on here? Holy shit. How have I known you for this long and not known about this? Every time we've ever hung out, you've had this massive side of beef hanging between your legs, with just a few thin pieces of fabric keeping it hidden away from me. I had no idea. How could something so glorious go so unappreciated? God, you're not even hard yet, are you? And you seem to be having trouble speaking too. That's fine. Maybe it would help if I took my shirt off. I know you wanted to see these from the day we met. I don't blame you. They're pretty fucking fantastic. Give me a sec. They're also pretty heavy, though. So, would you like to hold them for me? Thank you. Oh, yep, that did the trick. You are fucking huge. My fingers can barely touch each other while I'm holding you. That's how thick you are. And your head. This fucking majestic head on this massive cock. One sec. God. Alright, I can't help myself. I don't care what you think. I need this. I need this. I need that huge fucking cock of yours in my mouth. It has been so long, and it hurts to be without it. I want it so badly. God. I thought this was an exaggeration, but I'm literally drooling. Okay, first I'm gonna lick you. Slowly. The entire length of the underside of your cock. Balls to tip. Again and again. As slowly as I can manage. Until I just can't take it anymore. Until I need you in my mouth. My big, soft lips will spread for you. My mouth will open for you and yield to you and welcome you inside of me. My lips and tongue gliding over that intimidating ridge of yours. Until I'm sucking on the entire head. And then I'll keep going, taking you deeper and deeper into my mouth until you feel the back of my mouth and the resistance of my throat. You'll see me furrow my brow in concentration as I suck you in deeper and deeper, my throat squeezing you tight, but still just an inch short. I'm taking all of you inside of me. I'll pull my head back and catch my breath. And in that moment, I'm transformed. That's when the cock-sucking slut inside of me really comes out. The only things that exist anymore are my mouth and your cock. This is what it means to worship a dick. In that moment, I'm only alive to suck cock and give pleasure, and you're just along for the ride. I'll suck you fast and hard. I'll fuck my own face with your cock. I'll give it everything I have inside of me until it gives me everything inside of you. And I will stop at nothing. Until I have your cum. So, will you please let me suck your cock? Please? Please. please let me suck your cock. I need you to tell me. I need you to give permission. Please. Please let me have you. Please fill me up. Please. Do you like this? Am I doing a good job for you? Am I a good girl? Thank you. Harder. Please let me have your cum. I want to taste you. I want to keep you inside of me. Please let me have it. Fill me up. Let me swallow all of you. Just come for me, baby. Come. Come in my mouth. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. Well, that was fun. I have to go, but I'll be over again for dinner on Thursday. Maybe you could invite Katie to join us. See you then.